نعبدهم ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد في فرقان الحميد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل على محمد معدن الجود والكرم، اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وآله وصحبه بارك وسلم، اللهم صل على محمد وآله ألف ألف الله دوشي بر، اللهم صل على
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being the most precious thing, and what he accepted, that what he has accepted, and Allah ta'ala put that in the universe, and the most greatest and excellent thing after creating his universe, it was La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This kalima, this statement, is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after making this universe, He gave it as a gift to the universe. And from all the makhluk, the creation, the most superior form of creation that Allah made was human being, the human being, insan. And from the human beings, the highest and arifa, those people Allah kept who accepted this kalima and brought faith into this kalima, believed in this kalima and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we testify that your kalima is truth, and we accept on this point that apart from you there is nobody worthy of worship. All praises are for you. And your true and final prophet, who isn't just Imam of all the prophets, rather he is the beloved of Allah, the creator of the universe, and he is your beloved. And after him no prophet will come. And he is the final prophet. To this extent that all prophets, they will have ummahs, nations, but your ummah, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the greatest ummah, will be the greatest ummah. All prophets, different prophets, were given books, Allah said, but your kitab, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be the greatest kitab. All prophets had different techniques and lifestyles, but your tariqah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest lifestyle. Your actions, anything attributed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything attributed to you, anything connected to you, nobody can wipe that away, get rid of it. Rather, Allah said, I am the protector and I will spread anything that's connected to you, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has promised this. Your dhikr, I will elevate your name, Allah said. Regards to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran I gave to you, Allah said, and the kitab I gave to you, and all the other kitabs, and the nabis, the books, but your kitab, Allah said, I will protect your kitab until the day of judgment. There will be no alteration, no tampering. This is the glory of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The status. All tariqas, all methods of the prophets, the previous prophets, will end. It can happen. But your sunnah, I will protect it, said Allah. Until Qiyamah, your tariqah, your sunnah, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will keep it existent. Because this is everything of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is everlasting, is permanent. And whoever implements it, Allah will make that person also everlasting. So this is called Iman. This is the definition of Iman, belief. So from all creation, the best are those people who have accepted this Iman And the Holy Prophet ﷺ, they've accepted him in the same way, just like Allah Ta'ala has defined and explained. That the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that for example, you can have lights and you try to make them brighter, you can have candles, you can have high wattage bulbs for light, but when the sun came, then all the sun comes up, then all lights etc. switched off. So for example, you got tube lights, but if the sun blasts and starts to shine, when you open the windows and the shades, you'll say, put the lights off, because the real light has come, and so let's put the fake lights off. This is an example I'm giving to you, yeah? Subhanallah. So in the same way, when the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Sharia, his tariqah, his lifestyle, when it came, then all previous Sharia, they ended. And his Sharia remained. His lifestyle remained. His every action is everlasting and forever. Alhamdulillah. So Iman is a great thing. Whoever attains this Iman, then about that person, Allah says that individual is successful. And Allah has given the proof of his success with Iman. Allah's million times over, we should be grateful. Allah's karam, his grace that he to us, he has bestowed us with this ni'mah, this great treasure that our tongue, our heart, our body attest to this point. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. We are fortunate. After having such a great iman, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu, a person cannot be a believer. Yeah, after us saying we got iman, we say we have iman, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu, he cannot be a believer, that person. So think about this now. Something to think about. Yes, that in this hadith, wherever the Prophet ﷺ says, La yu'minu, then the mufassirin, the commentators have written, it means that you do have iman, but it's not complete iman that you've got. Yes, so you are human beings, but you don't have the hand. You are a human being, but you don't have the nose. You are the human being, but you don't have the ears. You are the human being, but you don't have the legs. So you're not complete as a human being, are you? You are a human being, but you're not complete. So you will say he's a human being. Oh, but maybe he's disabled, they don't have the legs. You won't say he's an animal, you'll say he's a human being, despite being disabled. Same way, everyone who recites this kalima will call him what? Will say he's a mu'min, a believer. But he's a mu'min, but he's not the complete mu'min. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, he's not the complete believer. And what is that person given? That la yu'minu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that human being, he is, but what is he? He's not the complete iman, he hasn't got. When he doesn't have complete faith, then everything of his is not complete. His salah is not complete. His prostration, sujood, is not complete. His charity is not complete. His ibadat, worship actions, are incomplete. His Ramadan is not complete. Because obviously, everything is connected to what? To the iman. You understand what I'm saying? Subhanallah. Salah is connected to iman. Fasting is connected to iman. So if the Prophet ﷺ said his iman is not complete, so none of his actions are complete, so he's very far. So the biggest concern we should have in our life is what? That our iman, is it complete or not? Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you understand the point I'm making here? Yeah, every individual should have this concern and should reflect and be worried that I'm praying salah, I'm keeping the fasts, but is this complete or is there a gap here? All these deeds I'm doing, is there a gap? Is there a hole in them? Is there a problem? The person then gives himself deception. Ah, it's fine, I've prayed. Oh yeah, don't tell me. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah will forgive everything. It's fine, everything's going well. Yeah, Deen Islam does not give this perception. My friends, it's a very big reality. It's a very big defect. Person who says this, yes, they don't have iman in reality. Iman is the meaning of fear, anxiety, khawf. A person who believes in Allah, then he develops a fear that Allah is my Rabb. I have to give him my accounts after I pass away. I have to answer to him for all of my actions. He will ask my hisab, my accounts and balance sheet. So iman develops faith. Iman does it, I saw, I will see what happens after, no problem. Oh, I've prayed Salah, don't tell me anything else. Does a person of iman say that? Yes. So is our Salah complete? When it will our amal be complete? In which condition? Whenever? Whenever, say loud. Our iman is complete, then all our actions will be complete. Isn't it? When the individual's iman will be complete, then every action of his will be complete. So iman, how does iman get completed then? Faith, belief, subhanallah. Runs in sequence, isn't it? Iman, belief is completed when inside your iman there is nur, light. Every action has a nur. Salah will be accepted when our salah within it has nur inside it. Our fast will be accepted when there's nur, light in the fast. Without light and with light, there's a big difference, isn't it? When there's light and there's no light. It's like the difference between the heavens and the earth. There's a room and there's light in that room, and there's another light where there's no light. Isn't there a difference between the two rooms? The difference is massive. There's a car. There's a car. And it's got lights. The lights are on. There's another car. The lights are off. The lights aren't working. So what's that car? It's incomplete. Because you can drive it in the day, but when it's night time, you'll have to park it up. You won't be able to drive it, because you'll just, people will hit your car, clash with the car. So nur, to have the light, that it completes something. Light completes things, doesn't it? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, what's the dua he recited? Allahumma fi qalbi nuran fi sami nuran wa fi lisani nuran. Everything in my body, Allah put my nur, in my tongue put my nur, yamani nuran, khalfi nuran, wa tahti nuran, wa azmi. In other words, in front of me light, behind me light, up and toil, below me light. Allah, although he was the guidance and the source of light, he was nur himself. He was nur himself. Yes, nurun wa kitabun mubin. Allah says, I send a nur and I send a kitab. So he was nur. So why to the ummah, to teach his nation, to teach them to ask Allah for this? That until light doesn't come to you, illumination, your iman will not be illuminated. If your iman is not illuminated, then all your actions will be in darkness. And actions in darkness means they'll be wrong. You pray salah, you'll do sins. You will read Quran, and you will do actions against the Quran. You will believe in Allah, and you will break his orders. You won't obey his instructions. You believe in the Prophet, but you won't obey him. You won't imitate him. You won't follow his sunnah. So all of these are signs of what? That you have iman, but there's no light in the iman. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? The points I'm making? You have iman, belief, but there's no light. Whenever you say this, see this is happening, there's a clash. There's a gap that in obedience, actions, in all things, factors, that you are not doing the complete level what you should be. Yes, we're not doing the actions properly. You're reading Quran, but you don't obey the Quran. You don't implement the orders of the Quran. You're worshipping. You are doing ibadat, but there's no benefit for you. You're not feeling the benefit. It's just a routine in life. All of these are signs of what? That there is practice. Practically, you've got iman, but what is it lacking? There's no nur. You're desperately in need of light. The light. Subhanallah. So this is a very big... Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has announced that ask Allah for nur, light, the guidance. Allah in all situations, sami nuran, basi nuran, dami nuran, nami nuran, chari nuran, basi nuran, all parts of your life, you want light from Allah. Allah inside me, in my body, in my blood, in my organs, internally, externally, in my flesh, in my bones, in my ruh, in my soul, everywhere, fi lisani, on my tongue. This is a dua. This is the iman of the believer. He wants nur. Mujani nur, do Allah make me a complete example of nur Allah. And this dua, the Prophet ﷺ said, ask this right in the morning when the day starts, then ask in a way, when I have this iman Allah, then I can spend the rest of the day with that proper iman. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is called term complete iman. Complete iman under the light that Allah Ta'ala has given. The Holy Prophet gave a great sign of a person who has complete iman. Subhanallah. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated in a hadith on this subject, that what is the sign of iman, faith. In the hadith it stated that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the human being inside him, there's no goodness inside a person. The real goodness is what? In other words, with the light of iman, he is really a person. This is a hadith of Mishkat. That commonly, that the light of iman, despite this, away from this, if you don't have the light of iman, then there's no good attributes inside the human being. Nothing. What is there good? It stated, muhabbat, love. Love. Why was it stated that the human being that Allah Ta'ala has created, he is a portion, an example of love. Do you understand? That all of everything that Allah Ta'ala has put in him, it all relies on one thing. The light within the human being, the source of light, iman. And what will be the light of his iman? It will be actually love that will demonstrate his iman. So whichever human being doesn't have love inside him, then he doesn't have the light of iman inside him. And the light of iman, according to this hadith, is love of the human being, the love that he illustrates. Whoever doesn't have love, the Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that his iman is not inside him. If he's got iman, he's got iman, but he doesn't have the light of iman inside him. And the sign for that in this hadith is stated, that the same hadith, that if you want to see somebody's got complete iman, if he's got complete iman, then what do you need to see inside that person? Subhanallah. Then you need to see that people love him and he loves other people. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a great sign. Eh? Mutual. Mutual. Both ways, the foundation of the human being is love. Muhabbat. Love. This is the foundation of a human being, of a believer. And the sign of love is that the people love that person. People love that person. And he also loves other people. It's a mutual thing. Two-way. So this is the sign that's been told to us, that if a person doesn't have love inside him for other people, then he doesn't have complete iman. And if people don't like him, they don't love him, this means that there's something lacking and he doesn't have the complete iman. Because iman is such a condition that it pulls everything towards that individual. It doesn't put people away from him or her, it pulls people to him or her. Muhabbat pulls, attracts, doesn't distance itself. This is nur. This is the light, about which is another hadith I will share with you. Here, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith. In this hadith, la yu'minu, he cannot be a believer because he doesn't have this light inside him. What light should he have inside him? Subhanallah, this hadith. That person, that thing that he likes for himself, if he likes something for himself, then that same thing without formality, he should prefer and like for others to have that as well. Very common hadith that people know. That this is the sign of iman. A person who doesn't have this quality inside him, he doesn't have this light of nur of iman inside him. That whatever you like, whatever things you like, whatever things you don't like for yourself, then those same things and points you should also dislike for others. Rather, will you swear at other people? Will you swear at other people? Will you say bad to anyone? Will you oppress anyone else? In the dunya, in the world, this is the reason that why are we told about Islam negatively? Because Islam should be, Islam is the religion of peace, it's the life of peace. Why is it being given this title? Yes, the people who don't believe, when we present Islam to them, with which word do we present Islam? That Islam equals the religion of peace, the life of peace. So demonstrate aman then. Demonstrate the peace. Then, because the mu'min, he is an example of love. He is a piece of love, isn't he? A moment. So do we have this around us today? Then where's iman? Tell me. Think about it. Yes? Is this all deception then? Around us? So how severe we need to do tabligh of this point. That inside us, complete iman is not present inside us. If iman was present inside us, then the biggest sign Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to us is that you will like everything for other people that you like for yourself. You will only say to other people what you like to be said to yourself. So which human being, stupid, foolish person, would like dirty to eat dirty things? Who would like that others swear at him? Who would like that that he would die hungry or die thirsty? That people pester me and they bully me and harass me? Does anyone like to be treated like this? Nobody does, do they? Nobody. Would you? So you wouldn't like for yourself any of these things to happen to you. So then why do you do these to other people? Because inside you, Iman, the nur of Iman is not present. It's not present, the light of Iman. Yes, that light has diminished or has been blown out, fused. Do you understand the point now, the sequence? So when these conditions arise in the life of a person and he's in this condition, then he should think that I've got Iman, but with this Iman I will not get forgiveness. There's no nur, light in my Iman. Rabbana amana, Allah Ta'ala says, that with regards to nur, atmimna nurana, waqfirana. That when a person, on the day of judgment, the day of judgment, the plane of the day of judgment, you cannot imagine the darkness on the day of judgment. It will be severe darkness on the day of judgment. We cannot imagine that darkness, the intensity of that darkness. But those who have faith, Iman, their nur will guide them on that day. It will be nur of Iman. Whoever had Iman, the greater the nur of the Iman was, the more the light will be in front of that person, guiding him on the day of judgment. Whatever he asked, Allah give me in front and behind and above and below me, Allah, nur of my body and my flesh. That's why Allah's Nabi said, should be so much nur, that from all parts of your body, the nur is emanating and you are being guided on the day of judgment and you're successful. That's the meaning behind this dua of the Prophet ﷺ. That's how much we should have concern for others. Then imagine how our society would be if we had concern for others. If everyone said, first you please, first you please. And what do we say? No, first me. Me first please. There's a line, a queue, and it'll push and shove others to get to the front. Yes, if something's being distributed, then we'll stick our arms out and try and get it first. This is our nature. This shows what? And the person who's got Iman and he says he's a Muslim and he says my religion is peace, but you can't see peace anywhere in the lives. Tell me. Yes, that we are the pillars of Islam, then where's that peace hidden inside that pillar? I can't find it. Yeah, we are the castles of peace, the forts of peace, then why haven't we opened our doors? I can't understand. Why haven't we opened the door so people can come into the castle? Protection. So when this is now the hal of the ummah, our nation, that without the light we are wandering around in the wilderness and we don't have a source of light, of guidance that we can see what is good and bad, we can determine what is haram, what is halal. All we've just recited the kalama, this won't give us success on its own. Oh, I've recited the kalama. That's enough. By reciting the kalam after that, it's a big responsibility that falls on me, that I must complete myself and I must take full advantage from this Iman. That's why an individual will benefit and give other people benefit, isn't it? So let's go further. So because whatever's coming in my mind in the sequence, I'm trying to share with you. So let's go further. So eventually, what's the point then? What's the reason? The why does Iman blow its fuse? Just like we have the light. You know, examples come from me. Like we've got the lights in this hall. Everyone sat nice. Tuck! We hear like all the lights have blown out. Everyone will say, oh, what's happened here? Oh, the fuse has blown. Yeah, let's go to the fuse cupboard. Everyone will say, oh, the fuse has blown because all the lights went out. And then the electrician, straight, he'll go to the fuse board. He'll look at the reason. Why did this fuse blow? There's a short circuit somewhere. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So Iman's light, when it blows out, short circuit, clicks, the resistor and the current is broken. Then what happens? We have to think, what's the reason here? That the switch has blown, the light's gone off. Where's it gone? Why has this happened? What's the reason? The Iman's gone low. Do you understand? You don't know why? Because the man says, Yaar, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave us the signs of Iman. That person, a human being, a believer, as an example, he's a ray of love. Just love should emanate, but there's no sign of love. And not just your blood relatives, you should love the strangers. Yes, you should always, he always assists other first. He doesn't eat first, he gives food to others first. He doesn't drink first, he gives drink to other people first. Yes, there's not one example, thousands of examples we can go through. I can give you an example of my Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, with this regard, in this regard. Subhanallah. What a unique... There was a person, and I saw this myself personally. I saw these things in the Khanka, in my Sheikh's Khanka, the Hazrat Sahib's mercy and his status, my Sheikh. And Hazrat Sahib, he had no food to eat. He had a simple life. Nothing was cooked at home. There was no stove. The stove wasn't lit that day. Obviously, there was poverty. There was hunger, simplicity. And then a guest came in the night to the Khanka that night, same night. No food at home. No stove was lit. So in our Khanka, it wasn't such that everywhere food's being cooked, people are coming, eating, cooking. There's no game, you know, the Khanka. It was a simple environment. In the Khanka, the food that's cooked or is cooked, it's very simple. Like in our Khanka, the cooked food used to be potato curry, water, and the potato was put into the curry. And Ammaji, her blessed hands would cook the roti, the bread. In our Pakistan, in the wilderness, in every home, there's a tandoor. They have a little tandoor in the house. They're installed. Not stoves. Little tandoor is installed. And then our blessed women, they would cook the food. We used to eat. I eat like this as well, alhamdulillah. In the past and in the afternoon, the tandoor, you have roti, and you eat that, and you have a lassi glass on top of that. Simple food. A lot of enjoyment in that food, and barakah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, we don't even know that how many vitamins or sugar, diabetes or blood pressure is increasing. There in the natural landscape, where is it coming from, etc. Allah Ta'ala put the blessings there. It was just Allah's ni'mah, eat it. That's it. This is Allah's ni'mah, eat it. No one was sick, no one had disease and go blood test. In my life, I never saw this. In my father, in my whole life, I never saw him ill, my father. I can't remember I saw him or got flu, shall I take a day off, one game, worked on, never ever in my life. That once he was sick and due to that sickness he passed away. And he used to eat, mashallah, and we had food at home, we had our own cattle, cows, we had wheat, corn, we had land. Mashallah, we used to plow, farm, no poverty, no doctor coming, GP, no GP, CP. We never saw that in our life. We didn't even know what was a GP. I can't even remember a doctor ever came to our home. Yes, maybe I got sick and maybe the mosquitoes would bite us. Yes, or you got malaria or typhoid or something. So anyway. You have to look at the reason, the root cause. That what is the reason behind this problem? What's the root cause? Why is there a short circuit? The light's blown out, it's the fuse. The electrician looks. Cut in the circuit. So what was I trying to explain to you? Yeah, Hazrat Sahib's point came in. With regards to, how we jump said, this point came to sacrifice your own things for others. That don't look at your stomach. The real Kamil Mu'min believer, he will look at others, look after others. So Hazrat Karami, honorable Sheikh, he had the sign of the complete Mu'min. So he wouldn't say that I'm a Kamil Mu'min, come love me, and this is I'm an Adva, I'm a Waliyullah. He had no need to show himself. He knew, my Sheikh, my teacher, that if Allah's put iman inside me, if there's light, then I don't need to pull on people. From far away, people will come to visit due to the iman. So did I not go there? Thousands of miles. I went to Hazrat Sahib's company. Didn't I? That's there. I'm in front of you, the proof. So this was his light that's still running today. What is this light? This is the nur of his iman that's spreading. Still, this is Hazrat Sheikh, my teacher's light of his iman that's spreading right now. Still, you understand what I'm saying? So what nur was that? That was the light of muhabbat, the love. And I saw that love. That not him, he always thought about others, cared for others, looked after others, provided to others. So there was Mulana Shafi Saab, and he was one of our colleagues. And obviously in Murid you have different students, you have the Khanka is a hospital, and all different types of students, patients come to the hospital to see the teacher. And don't look at each other, he's this, he's that, he's not good and this, and look down at other people's. The doctor knows my murid on which bed I must lie him down and what cure I must give to each patient. Oh, he's wrong, he's a sinner. But the teacher will admit every patient into the hospital. Every student gets the admission into the hospital, even the chronic sick student. And the sheikh says, no, he's admitted, give him the bed, give him the space. In the time of the day. And the nurse of that doctor, they make the bed. Yeah, the male nurses who are the attendants. They are the khadims, the attendants of the sheikh. Yes, the khadim, the male attendant, they're the nurses that go to any khanka. He says, okay, fine, give him the bed, admit him, and we'll have a look at him. the Sheikh says. So there, you won't see walis of Allah. All the students are patients themselves. They're sick. If you want to see anyone doing disrespect, doing a sin, saying something wrong, oh, what's he doing? Hazrat Sahib Murid, he's doing wrong. Hazrat Sahib, not Murid, he's a patient. He's a patient. He's come to the hospital to get the cure. Don't criticize and look down people and reject them. The answer you're given is look at yourself. Why are you looking at others and pointing fingers at them? Why you got problems with other people's issues? You're concerned about other people. If he's disrespectful, what if he's doing, making a sin? It's nothing to do with you. He knows and his teacher knows. Don't pester and interfere. So the Sheikh, he knows that, for example, if he's doing disrespect, because he's the patient, he's learning, he's being developed, improved. Yes? So when you see a khanka like this, where there are people like this, chronic sick people, extremely sick, but they sat in front of Hazrat Sahib, then say, yes, this is the real khanka where the patient is being addressed. Yes, because what other doctor is there that will take, otherwise if there's not sick people in the ground, even chronic sickness, and he will say, the Sheikh, that come to the front, my patient, come to the front, I'll help you. And so much love and affection that the healthy people there who are pipers, they won't know themselves that am I the sick person or is that the sick? Because that's how the Sheikh equally treats the students in the khanqah. He will give good food, good words, share good things, and he will prefer and give preference and priority to the more sinful people. Because I want him to get improved and healthy quick so that he can do dua for me as well. Say subhanAllah. So all of this is a sign of what? Do you understand what I'm saying? What's this all a sign of? That this person's iman is kamil, the teacher is kamil. And he's got love inside him. And the nur, the light of love, has come into that person. You understand what I'm saying? So the light of love has come into that person. So the wali of Allah, that's how you assess the wali of Allah. He doesn't show his kashf, his miracle. The kamil wali won't show kashf, vision, karama, miracle. Everything is hidden. Rather, it's a statement of Hazrat Mujaddad al-Aftani, rahmatullahi. The wali Allah, his kashf, karamat, his miracle, maqam, his level, he hides in such a way, just like a young woman hides her beauty. What a great example. Oh, you know, shame and modesty in a young woman. As soon as she gets haya, she hides her beauty. She doesn't want to see, oh, man's come, I want to show my beauty. Same way the kamil wali, he wants to hide himself. What need does he have to show people what he is? He doesn't need to tell people what he is, show off and distribute. He'll say, no, he doesn't say, believe in me and show me. And the person who says that, oh, I'm showing you who I am, believe in me, follow me, he cannot be the true person. Allah Ta'ala hides the reality. So I was there, going back to example, late night, I was sat in the khanqah, and when I used to go to Hazrat Sahib, it was night time, daytime, we didn't know it was night or day, there was no light. We used to put the light up, because you have to spend Hazrat Sahib's oil, his fuel, on the light. So soon as it was evening, when Hazrat Sahib would get up and leave, then we'd blow out that candle or that oil lamp, because after that one light was left, whoever's got iman, then his light of his iman would help him in the night in the khanqah, subhanAllah. So as soon as Hazrat Sahib would go, we'd blow the lights out and we'd just sit there during the night. Whoever wants to stay there in the night, do what you have to do, your ibadah, etc., with full permission. So I was there immersed in my actions, and Shafi Sahib was a unique student of Hazrat Sahib. He used to pester Hazrat Sahib a little bit. You know, he was a mariz, he was sick, he was a student. So in the night, in the middle of the night, it was this cold climate, winter, and I had my blanket wrapped around me in the khanqah, in that area, region, there was no one else there. And then I heard the knocking on the door in the middle of the night. I said, who's this come at this middle of the night? And I was surprised that there's no one else here. I thought maybe apart from me, a dervish, is there anyone else here? I said, who's come here? And I looked, it was Maulana Shafi Sahib came and he knocked on the door and he had a bowl in his hand. And it was... and it was two hot rotis, naans, and he sat there. And I looked, and I thought, Mulana Sahib, what's this you're doing? What's this you are doing? He said, no, it's not for you. It's not for your benefit. Leave me alone. He said, you sit there and do your dhikr, he said to me. I said, where did this come from? He said, Hazrat Sahib really loves me a lot, my sheikh. He loves me a lot. He loves me a lot. And he knows my style, what I need. Imagine what he's saying. Night, 10 p.m. In that there's no food in Hazrat Sahib's house, and the stove hadn't been lit. There was no food. And he looks after me a lot, he said, Hazrat Sahib, and this between me and him, you know, he kept on saying this, and his bowl is full. I said, Maulana Sahib, this time is 10 p.m. late night. So what's this you got here you're eating? He said, oh, look, I told you already, I said to Hazrat Sahib, I need food, so they made food for me. I said, what are you eating? Is this yogurt? He said, no, not yogurt. He said, it's malai, cream. I said, cream? Hazrat Sahib, He hasn't even got chutney at home to eat. Where's your cream come from? I said, where's the malaika from? The whole bowl is full of cream, khalis, pure malai, cream that we call, you know, cream. And there's sugar on top of it. I said, Molana, this malai cream? Who made this? Did Hazrat Sahab give this to you, our Sheikh? He said, yes. Then I was amazed, I was surprised. I thought, Molana Sahab, that you really love Hazrat Sahib? I said, I really love Hazab extremely. I said, look at the time here. It's late night. You went and demanded Hazab that give me what I want to eat. You went and asked for this. Where would he, Hazrat Sahib, go? I've got this from. Where did he make the roti, the naan at this time of the night? How was it cooked? I said, this is oppression. Zulam. Mawlana Sahib, don't do this. This is very bad. He said, no. This is tasawwuf. You don't know about these points. And he kept on eating, enjoying himself. Khair, what could I say? Because he's the patient of the doctor. So beyond this, then I'd be disrespectful. So never do this. Don't point defects. Beyond that, who are you? He'll say, who are you to speak in between? But amazing the love of Hazrat Sahib, that what he did, that until today I'm sharing this with you. That which this was the sign of the Kamil Sheikh, that how he, at that time, according to the demand of his student, where he would have got the cream from and how he would have produced that, where we would have bought that for, and the roti, the naan, how he would have made that, and he would have fed that Mawlana Sahib 10:30 in the night, in the extreme of the night. Yes, and there was no complaint from Hazrat Sahib. Nothing. So, Kamil Sheikh, complete. This is the light of Iman. What is this? Love. That we don't even have no status, no regard with regards to love in Adin. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is a hadith, that there's no, if this is not in a person, then he has got no sign of the Iman. If a person doesn't have love, not for yourself, not for your relatives, don't look after yourself and your relatives, not for your close friends, oh, I've got love for them. No, love the people, everyone. With those people who are third party, you have no relationship with, you should have love for those people. What a bad thing. And if we don't have that, and love, for example, that no demand after that. If you give love to somebody, don't ask for a repay of the favor. Your heart should become so tender and soft due to the nur of your iman. Because Allah said, I've created you with iman and love, that can you bear that there's a Muslim and there's a need and you don't do anything to help that person? And if I can do them, why am I not doing it? Say Subhanallah. Islam, this is Islam. We shout out, Islam is peace, Islam is peace, we've got the religion. Then what peace are we talking about? This is like the castle I was speaking about. So we can't see the peace coming out of the castle of Islam right now, up till now. Where's the peace? Peace is fighting, quarreling, disputes? No, peace equals regard for each other, compassion. You, fight him, kill him, and we stop people. Don't do him. There's no, Islam is peace. This is not peace. The meaning of Islam and peace is what? Is regard and compassion and love for other people. Concern for other people. Worry for other people. Do you understand the point? Yes. We don't even know that what is the praise of Islam, so we can give dawah to other people that this is the definition of Islam. We think Islam, and we say that not fighting is peace. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, we say that by not fighting is peace. No, this is wrong, because the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he led battles throughout his life. But we also introduced peace. He did have battles. He did clash. But it was due to love, that if in the battle someone came forward, prisoners, the Holy Prophet ﷺ didn't sleep all night long, that treat the prisoners fairly. Yes, that I shouldn't hear any prisoner complaining, said the Prophet ﷺ. And the excuse for releasing them to this extent, that, okay, do this, that, do you know anything? Yes. Do you have any skills? Yes, I can teach a bit of Arabic. Okay, fine. Due to this skill, teach 2-3 words of Arabic and you're free. You can release this prisoner. There were excuses to release the prisoners. Not maltreat them. Mistreat them. And we think that the meaning of peace is something else. Say Subhanallah. Do you understand the point of what I'm saying? That we are using Islam in the wrong way to promote our advances. Peace means compassion, regard, worry. Not that you consume their rights, you trample on their rights, and you leave everything else. No. In front of the haq, you must stand in front of the truth and preserve it. You have to stand for the truth. Yes. And then there's no peace at that time. Say Subhanallah. There's no peace at that time. I'm trying to explain a point, a very big point here. To stand for the haq, you know everything that's happening in the dunya, this Islam showed to the people. Stand for the truth. We're beating our own people, oppressing our own people, and pestering and problems and difficulties we give to our own. And we say, I'm a peaceful person. And peaceful, we won't fight with you. Please, please, tell us what to do. We will obey you because we're very peaceful. Say subhanallah. We're seeing this around us today. You don't take negatively what I'm saying. This is our salam to you. Please, you can do what you want. We will obey you, run after you. Oh yes, this is yours, that's yours. We're peaceful. We won't oppose you. We won't fight you. No, we have no problem with you. But our own people, beat them, oppress them, trample on them, destroy them. Oh, imprison them. And wipe them away. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is our Islam, eh, today. Yeah, we're joking in front of Islam. Yes. So the punishments of Qiyamah with this iman that you think is iman, the punishments on the Day of Judgment are waiting. Sariul Hisab Allah says, very soon you will find out that which iman you used to eat bread, with which iman you used to joke, and how you used to exploit my iman that I gave you. Allah said, this kalima. Used to exploit an asset that Allah gives is zulm. Yes, if someone takes your car and you give it with happiness, will you give it? No. But if somebody uses the car wrong and crashes it and drives it fast, then that will give you pain. If you gave it to them and they observe the rights, fine. Yes, but if somebody exploits and takes liberties, do you understand the point? That's the difference. So Allah Ta'ala gave us iman. Belief, and we've exploited that iman. We've abused that iman. So will Allah leave us then afterwards? Say subhanallah. So who's given us this training, this development? This training, this development. Ramadan is teaching us all of these points. Ramadan is developing us, making us aware. So brothers, this noor, the light of iman, why is this wasted? Why does the switch get blown, the fuse? You've got noor, why is there no light then of our iman? What's blowing the fuse of iman? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us. The iman, the light of iman is demonstrated just by one thing, say subhanallah. I'll come to the point now. New point's coming. That such a life, don't spend such a life without the light, without the guidance of iman. I've told you the conditions, the effects, that you'll become the worst of the human beings. A person who has iman without light, then it will make you slaves of other people. You will beg in front of others. Your shame will be ended. You'll become without shame. You will have no shame when they have iman without light. When you have light in your iman, then it will make you a brilliant, peaceful individual. At that time, a person becomes peaceful when he has the light of iman. Do you understand what I'm saying? The difference? Yes. Today, I think maybe the first time you've understood this point. Islam is a religion of peace, a religion of peace. Do you understand now what is peace? Yes, yes. So that light which creates peace, that completes our iman. So why do we waste that? The reason behind that is, well, where does the fuse get blown? Where's the short in the circuit that blows the fuse? Yes, where's the short in the circuit that blows our fuse of iman, due to which our iman evaporates? Where's that short? Where's that break in the circuit? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where's that gap in the circuit? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there's only one thing, and what is that? That diminishes and eliminates the light of your iman. Save yourself from that, and your light will get stronger. Your nur will get stronger. The more you save yourself from what breaks the resistance, then your light will never go out. When your light gets stronger, more intense, then where will the difference be made? Your salah will be nur. Your sujood will be nur. Your prostration nur. Your Quran will be nur. Your Ramadan will be nur. Your connection with Allah will be nur. Everything, qurbun with Allah will become nur. Everything of yours will become nur. Allahumma fi qalbi nur. Sami burun. Everything you'll see shining, sparkling nur. Yes, the whole globe of nur, you'll become like a bulb of nur, like the walis of Allah. Why are they the friends of Allah? Why is there nur and nur and beyond nur in them, inside them? Why? Because that light, they didn't allow it to short circuit their nur of their iman. Rather, they kept strengthening it, making it more intense. It gets stronger. The iman gets stronger. فَزَادَهُمْ Allah says, فَزَادَهُمْ. The more you want, you can make your nur intense. The more you can make the milk pure, like lassi, or that you keep on that water in, then it dilutes it, isn't it? The white color will not go. If people still call it milk, isn't it? Still call it milk. The color's there. Look at that. So iman, believe them as much as you want, you can strengthen it. Why? Because iman is connected to qurb ilahi. There's no limit to Allah's nearness, and there's no limit to iman, belief. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, because with iman we have to get to the qurb of Allah, and the asset that takes us to Allah's qurb, there's no limit. So imagine, is there any limit to iman? There's none. You understand my points? You understand the connection? Is there still time, I think? How much time? What's the timetable today, say? What time? 8 o'clock? Oh, so a few minutes. Okay, let me summarize what we're saying. Always have to summarize. The enjoyment is in the final points, but then we have to summarize. Yes, before that is just the intro. All everything before is intro. When we get to the end, to the summary, then it's time for breaking the fast. And we forget everything, or we forgot that we're even fasting. MashaAllah. So 3-4 days left, then everything will disappear. We won't know where's we gone. Will we meet again? We don't know. So great majlis we had, great gatherings we had. Okay, every Ramadan of ours is different, isn't it? Unique. Yes, you'll see this. MashaAllah. I think Qari Sahib, MashaAllah, every Ramadan our kitab has been printed. So look at the subjects, and you can see he's a busy people, businessman. You won't have time, your sheikh's words, to listen and to read them again. So read those things, they will give you different nur, the previous ones. And when you read this one, you'll see different nur, different light. So he stated that what reason makes a short circuit in the iman of a person? If you complete that circuit, then everything in your iman will be nur ala nur, light beyond light. What is that? That breaks the circuit? That ends our light? And that is the sins, my brothers. The sins. So here an example. I remember I'd like to, some respected scholars of Sate, maybe they'll understand. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, great imam. You know who he is, isn't it? I remember this in my mind, I share this with you. And he was his ustad, Ibn Jarrah, Baqi, rahmatullahi, and his ustad, and he was the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi. So I'm not an alim, but I can tell you all these things, mashallah. And whose student was he? Imam Abu Hanifa. So Imam Shafi used to study with his ustad, Baqi, and he once said to his ustad, Imam Shafi, the Hazrat, that I can't remember my lessons properly. Like today we're complaining the child is not memorizing his hifd, he's not learning his sabak, his lessons, his mind maybe is weak, or maybe he swears. And Imam Shafi said that, Sheikh, my teacher, I can't, you give me sabak, the lesson, and but my memory is a bit weak, I can't remember the lesson. I can't remember everything. It's not absorbing. What shall I do? So what would I say? Ooh, take 7 almonds and then grind them down, put honey in that, do this with the honey and eat this, and it'll give you the good memory and your brain will be improved. And eat this for a few days, have some vitamins, proteins, and your brain will be improved. This is the cure we have, isn't it? What did he say as a response, the teacher? Is he saying this too? And he is the student of Imam Abu Hanifa and he's preparing Imam Shafi. So what will he become then? Tell me. What will he become? What's the formula? Tell me the formula. Today, those who want to develop their iman, then use this formula, the answer we're getting from this example. By eating almonds, your stomach will be improved, but not your brain. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. If you want to make your child hafiz, pious, righteous, abid, worshipper, sufi, wali Allah, awli Allah, not alim, complete practicing, I mean not a hafiz, a practicing hafiz, then follow this formula that I'm sharing with you. Yes, which Imam Shafi implemented. All your issues will be solved. With this point, all issues, problems, such scholars will be developed. Such qaris will be developed. Such hafiz will be developed that we have a need right now and today. Otherwise, just machinery will produce and graduation of, you know, like you print and publish books, they're just, you know, the chickens, you know, the chickens, there's companies, factories of hafiz, qaris and scholars, and they're being produced. Yes, but they're not being useful because the purpose that they were created for, then immediately he complained to his ustad. What's the reason I can't learn what you're telling me? The ustad, what was the answer he gave? In Arabic, he read a beautiful poem, subhanallah. And with that shared, he answered to his student with that verse. He said, Imam Shafi's name, what was his name? I can't remember. And he said with his name, he addressed him with his name. He said, that do you know, and I'm giving the translation now of the Arabic. He said, do you know that ilm is nur, say subhanAllah. He said, knowledge is nur. Listen here, scholar, knowledge is light. And light, what light is then? That light is a massive light, a vast light. It's the light of the Prophet. Yes, from that, from the Prophet, this light emanated. Don't think that the alim scholar is a great maqam due to nothing. Yes, the Bani Israel, the Nabis, the alim of this nation, and look how he is equivalent to who? Yes, and our Malana is he takeaways. Yeah, he doesn't know anything. The poor soul, and before Tarawih, he's eating takeaways. And he says, oh, I'll pray Jama'ah afterwards, the prayer afterwards. I won't pray in Jama'at. Yeah? I'll read the congregation afterwards, the prayer. So he gave the answer to his student, the Imam. He was an Imam at that time. And he said, read a verse, a poem, that knowledge is light. And the light is waiting for it's the light is opposite to darkness, so light and darkness can never be together in the same place. Do you understand what I'm saying? SubhanAllah, he said, light and darkness can't be the same. So inside you, the knowledge cannot come, the light of the ilm cannot come. There's a reason for that. The reason is that leave the sins, the darkness. SubhanAllah, you cannot become a hafiz. Tell him, stop playing the games. Hafiz, tell him to stop doing haram. Yes, you want to become a good scholar, then feed him halal. Yes, no, with haram money you're making mahfiz and aqari. And to show the people in the world, then he'll just go whistling around in the streets and he'll play games. What does he know? What is ilm, the knowledge? Because he doesn't have the nur, the light is on him. He's without the nur. Here, we know that light is what guides everything, light. So that person, those same people, they don't pray salah, they do dirty actions because there's no salah in their nur. There's those people who are without light, the hajjis without light, they do hajj, they see the Kaaba, they look in front of the Roda Mubarak, they give the salams, they do duas, and then they come back, they do dirty, dirty impure actions, because they don't have the light inside them, the noor. Do you understand what I'm saying? So he said, the teacher, that you are right, my student, if you want to learn ilm, then leave the sins. Leave the sins. And then he tied the knot. I understand, my sheikh, the point now. When he tied the knot on that learning, then he became Imam Shafi'i. So when he didn't stop them, what did he become? He became the Imam. He went to the level of Imam. Imam. And such a great Imam that his own fiqh, jurisprudence of Shafi'i fiqh, that is taught and implemented. So brothers, Allah's opened the doors. Allah's opened the doors for us. The sources are there. So if you want that we have the iman of light, then what do we need to do? What do we need to do? We need to stop sinning. One sin of the eye is the hadith now. The biggest fitna and facade and evil today in society of this day and age, what is fitna? What is fitna? Yes? Any action that is against Islam, that destroys Islam, that is the biggest fitna. What's the biggest fitna today in this day and age? What is that? The sins of the eyes. The sins of the eyes. And it's been spread so much by shaitan that every man he catches with the sins of the eyes. It's such a big fitna. Listen to this hadith. That the evil eye, the sin of the eyes, the big first action is that it destroys the light of iman. And the more a person does the sins of the eyes of the fitna, he implements it, the more the light of his iman is destroyed to this extent that when he dies, he will have no nur of iman, he will pass away with kufr. Allah, how much do we need to protect our eyes? If a woman, what is the cure? The best cure, Naqshbandi has the cure for this. The Naqshbandi has the cure for this. If a woman wears the niqab, face covering, then does she think that she is not going to do the sin of the eyes? She's still looking with the eyes. The niqab, with the niqab, you cannot hide the sin of the eyes. Rather, how does it hide? That you have to lower the eyes, the gaze, to hide the sin of the eyes. Even if you don't wear the niqab, but your gaze should be down. Why? Because Allah has given the cure. That lower your gaze, lower your eyes. Don't stare. The cure is in the Quran. Whoever has learned to lower his gaze, this humble servant says, inshallah, that he will have complete iman, light of iman inside him. Experience this. This is cool, that when a person lowers his gaze, protects his eyes, then the taste of iman comes into that person. Until, what is the meaning of taste of iman? That every action he feels the enjoyment, the taste of iman. Like we sat in dhikr, he's like he's tasting the honey. Yes, it's like I'm eating honey. Allah's Nabi said, eat the fruits in the gardens of paradise. We don't get enjoyment. Why? We don't get no enjoyment in maraqbah. Soon as you get immersed in dhikr, you'll feel the taste of the honey in your life, in your body, in your whole body. Yes, didn't somebody say that say Allah's name? A darwish said, say Allah's name. Mulana Rumira said, he said that when I say Allah's name, my whole body is shivering and is feeling the taste like honey. There's so much like bottles of honey I've consumed. And we have the whole Quran in our hearts. We don't know anything. All the whole Quran is in our hearts. Seal, astaghfirullah. Which conditions a person will die in severity. Yes, that don't you know the taste and the sweetness of the Quran? Imagine the sweetness of the Quran, the taste of the Quran. I say alif lam mim, the taste of these three letters. We can't even bear that, the taste of that. And the whole of Quran is inside our hearts, and we're struggling. Yes, all ulum, the knowledge of the Quran, we've embedded and suppressed inside us, buried inside us, and we still don't anything. But no problem if we understand today's point. Just do one action today. What a great achievement! 5 times pray salah, fard, compulsory, faraid. What's a faraid? What's the compulsory? Salah is faraid. Yes, compulsory. Yes, yes, yeah, 4 rakats or whatever rakats. Fard salah, keep the fast which are fard. Just the compulsory fast, zakat, farz, give it. And hajj, once in your life is fard, compulsory. Do these 4 fard, you implement them. No nafal you pray, no extra actions, no ibadah worship, we can't do anything else extra. Just these 4 compulsory actions he implements, and completely in his life he's saved from sins, he will rise as the complete wali Allah. I can show you. The high level wali. Why? Because the person becomes a wali Allah, not from excess of ibadah worship, rather by leaving and preventing the sins. By shunning the sins. Allah says, I gave you Ramadan. The whole nations gave Ramadan for this person. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَقُونَ, so that you learn how to leave the sins. So this is Ramadan. This is what we should implement, inshallah. I think time's up. 8 p.m. is it? Okay. 2 seconds. Let's do muraqabah. Close your eyes.
Look at them. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع التواب علينا إنك أنت التواب اللهم اجعل قلبي نورا سمي نورا بصري نورا قلبي نورا عرفي نورا تحتي نورا عظم نورا في نفس في لسان نورا في نفس نورا عظم نورا وجلني نورا يا كريم وصلى الله تعالى على حبيبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك يا رحمة آمين.